On today's installment of the Texas Tech Psychology Podcast, we will be discussing situation awareness. On the phone with us today is Dr. Micah Ensley. Dr. Ensley is the founder and president of SA Technologies and is nationally recognized as a leader in the study and application of situation awareness. We will also be talking today with Dr. Frank Durso. Dr. Durso is a professor at the Georgia Institute of Technology and was previously at Texas Tech University. During his time at Texas Tech, Dr. Durso founded and produced this podcast series. He served as president for Division 21 of the American Psychological Association and co-authored the book, Modern Technology Failures and Cognitive Engineering Successes. Dr. Ensley, what exactly is situation awareness?
Well, very simply, situation awareness is knowing what's going on around you in the world. And that's something that all of us need in order to be effective decision makers. We can't make decisions in a vacuum, and we have to have real-time, accurate, up-to-date information on what's happening around us. That gets to be very difficult and challenging in many environments where people suffer from information overload. There's a lot of data competing for their attention. It's changing very dynamically. These good examples are areas like aviation, where you have pilots who have to maintain an accurate understanding of what's happening across a wide area of the system, air traffic controllers. We see it in the military commanders or soldiers on the ground. We see it in environments like power systems, for example. So it's an important part of our lives in a wide variety of areas. The formal definition of situation awareness, to get it down into specifics, is the perception of the elements of the environment within a volume of time and space, the comprehension of their meaning, and the projection of their status in the near future. So this really speaks to three levels of situation awareness. The first level is perception. You just have to get the basic information to the individual. The second level is they have to understand what that means. And this is the difference between reading and reading comprehension. It's the so what of that information, and that's sometimes called situation understanding or comprehension, and that's level two. The third and highest level of situation awareness is projection. And we see in a wide variety of environments that people who are very good at situation awareness are constantly projecting what's going to happen next. And this allows them to be proactive decision makers instead of just reactive. So that third level of projection is very important.
So Dr. Durso, how is situation awareness related to psychology?
Understanding situation awareness is 95% psychology. And the reason for that is that all of the underlying mechanisms that give rise to situation awareness are psychological. So the cognitive constructs like working memory, long-term memory, reasoning abilities are all psychological. They have a lot of history behind them, a lot of support that those kinds of constructs make meaningful and useful predictions. So the people that would tend to do this would tend to be cognitive psychologists, or if they focus on applied work, they tend to be cognitive engineering psychologists. Now, that said, there's also room, I believe, for non-cognitive aspects. So sometimes in our work we find that personality factors seem to make a difference in how well people do.
Are there circumstances when situation awareness is critical?
It's particularly important in these very demanding environments where there's either a lack of information, sort of the fog of war, for instance, for a military commander, or too much information, the data overload that we're seeing in power systems or aviation. It's important in driving a car.
You'd think, for example, that driving accidents are due to poor vehicle control skills. In fact, they're much more likely to be due to a loss of situation awareness. That's why researchers are concerned about using cell phones, because they reduce situation awareness.
So it's really appropriate and applicable everywhere. Where we see it be sort of the most critical and most studied is in dynamic environments. And by dynamic environments, I mean where the situation changes rapidly. And those are generally areas like aviation, air traffic control, military operations, driving. The dynamics of the situation make it much more challenging. But even when we remove the dynamics and we go to situations where there's more time for developing situation awareness, it's still a critical aspect of decision-making in those environments.
Okay, well, awareness while driving applies to most of us. So can I increase my awareness while driving?
Yeah, I think so. First, understand what your perceptual and cognitive limits are in a particular situation and compensate for them. For example, people often assume elderly drivers are poor, but there's evidence that the real cause is their useful field of view. So a young driver with a small useful field of view presumably would be just as susceptible in an accident. Another perceptual strategy is to look at the vanishing point at the horizon, not immediately in front of your vehicle. Scan your environment looking for potential hazards. Know what a likely hazard is and anticipate. In The Great Gatsby, Fitzgerald reminds us that a bad driver is only safe until she meets another bad driver. So don't drive with your head in the clouds. Keep an eye on the other person. Don't use a cell phone, don't text your friends, don't put on makeup, don't eat a Big Mac when you drive. You might also remember that if you're going to take your eyes off the road, let's say to change a CD, be aware how long you're looking away and always bring your eyes back to the road within 2 or 3 seconds at the most.
Good advice. So what can we expect in the future?
There are so many things going on in situational awareness today. It's obviously a very exciting field. We get to work with a lot of challenging environments and deal with a lot of challenging problems. A lot of the research today is looking at developing and validating tools for training situation awareness and for improving situation awareness and design. There's also a lot of exciting work going on in how we create cognitive models of situation awareness that may be effective for creating design tools down the road.
Thank you, Dr. Enzeli and Dr. Durso. Remember, even though situation awareness is most often studied in dynamic environments, it applies to each of us in our everyday lives. It's particularly important in those situations where there's a lot happening and a lack of awareness could result in injury or death. For most of us, situation awareness is particularly important while driving, so remember to be aware of the primary task, driving. Don't eat, talk on your cell phone, or send text messages. To improve your situation awareness, focus on the vanishing point in the horizon, scan your environment, anticipate likely hazards, and recognize your limits so that you can compensate for them. To learn more about the Texas Tech Psychology Podcast, please visit www.psychology.ttu.edu. This podcast was produced by Dr. David Rudd, edited by Kristen Goodhart, and relayed by me, RB Watts. Stay healthy and active, and have a great day.